In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 12th of December. Good as always to have you along, everybody. There are geopolitics and international diplomacy, and then there is this.
I fully understand the one China policy, but I don't know why we have to be bound by a one China policy unless we make a deal with China, having to do with other things.
President-elect Trump, of course, this weekend on Fox News, talking to Chris Wallace, explaining how his China policy might not actually be the one China policy, the agreement by which our relationship with Beijing, home of the second largest economy in the world, it must be noted here for the record, how that relationship has been managed for 40-some-odd years. China is China, it says. Taiwan is not, again, geopolitically. Economics isn't necessarily a zero-sum game, but the president-elect is changing the China equation, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports to get us going.
Diplomacy is the history of carrots and sticks, but you got to use the right stick.
There are some things which cannot really be used as leverage because they are too important to all parties involved.
Brad Setzer is at the Council on Foreign Relations. Here's why this issue is so sensitive. Taiwan thinks it's independent. China thinks it's not. And for China, that's not negotiable.
So therefore, you run a really high risk of triggering a confrontation rather than starting a process that leads to a healthier economic relationship.
China could retaliate against U.S. companies selling into China or U.S. exporters that source components from China. Or China could leave trade and economics aside and retaliate by taking military action against Taiwan.
Are we going to go to war?
Jeffrey Frankel is professor at Harvard University. He questions what President-elect Trump wants out of weakening the One China policy.
I don't think he's thought through very clearly what he's demanding of China on the economics.
Trump is trying to use Taiwan as a bargaining chip to get a better trade relationship with China, but that could have the opposite effect. Menzie Chin is professor of economics at the University of Wisconsin.
In terms of the economics, we're going to actually work against our own interests.
That could undermine the economic prospects of hundreds of U.S. industries. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.